In a realm where three lands are separated by magical boundaries, Richard Cypher's life as a forest guide shatters when he discovers his father murdered. While investigating strange occurrences in his beloved woods, he encounters Colin Amnell, a mysterious woman pursued by assassins who have somehow crossed a supposedly impenetrable magical boundary. This boundary, created by wizards to end a devastating war, should have prevented any passage between the lands of Westland, the Midlands, and Dara. Yet something has changed, threatening the peace Richard has known his entire life. Colin reveals a terrifying truth. Darkin Rall, the ruler of Dara, has invaded the Midlands not through conventional warfare but through manipulation. His deceptively named People's Peace Army conquers cities by turning citizens against each other. Those who resist are executed by their own people as threats to peace, while dissenters are sent to schools of enlightenment where they become fanatical converts. Now Rall seeks a powerful magic that would make him master of all lands, and only Richard, with his unique abilities, stands a chance of stopping him. What begins as a chance encounter becomes a quest that will test not just Richard's courage, but his understanding of truth itself. For in this world, magic is real, but so is deception, and distinguishing between them might be the greatest challenge of all. In the Westland Forests, Richard's life changes when he rescues Colin from Midland's assassins who cross the boundary. They seek help from Richard's friend Zed, discovering the seemingly harmless old man is actually the great wizard they need. "You've been a seeker for years without knowing it," Zed reveals, offering Richard the legendary Sword of Truth. When Richard hesitates, Colin describes Darkin Rowell's atrocities, including divining answers from living human entrails. Enraged, Richard accepts the position as the sword's magic flows through him. The sword becomes Richard's extension, a magical weapon transforming anger into power at a cost, experiencing both your capacity for evil and the good in those you've killed. Rage shields against this pain, but risks consuming the wielder if uncontrolled. As they journey, Richard and Colin grow closer, yet a mysterious barrier remains, a secret that makes her withdraw whenever they become too intimate, sometimes looking at him with profound sadness. After surviving an attack by heart hounds, massive beasts that target victims' hearts, Richard and Colin seek guidance from Shota, a witch woman in a dangerous magical forest. Shota prophesies that Zed will use wizard's fire against Richard, and that Colin will use her power against him if she isn't tilled. Devastated, Colin attempts suicide rather than risk harming Richard. When stopped, she reveals she is the Mother Confessor, the highest authority in the Midlands. Confessors possess magic that, when released through touch, transforms the recipient into someone completely devoted to them while destroying their former self. Confessors were created by wizards to prevent corrupt leaders from executing innocents. Despite their status, they cannot choose lovers, as during passion, they inevitably release their power. This creates their central dilemma, two people in love who cannot be together because of magic. Though Colin insists there's no solution, Richard refuses to accept this limitation. Their quest leads them to the Mud People, who might have information about the boxes of Ordin that Darkin Rall seeks. Richard's journey takes a devastating turn when captured by Denna, a Mord Sith, who tortures him to turn his magic against him. For weeks he endures pain as Denna attempts to break his loyalty. "Pain is your teacher," Denna tells him. "It will teach you to love me, and through me to love Master Rall." During this ordeal, Richard discovers an inner mental sanctuary Denna cannot reach, an ability crucial when Darkin Rall later demands he recite the Book of Counted Shadows from memory. Meanwhile, Kaelin searches for Richard and meets Rachel, a young girl who escaped with the third box of Ordin hidden in what appears to be bread by the wizard Giller. Their hope collapses when Richard's brother Michael betrays them, delivering both Richard and the box to Rall, a betrayal more painful than any physical torture Richard endured. As winter approaches, Richard must preserve his sense of self despite overwhelming odds. Zed defines the wizard's first rule. People are stupid. They will believe a lie because they want to believe it's true, or because they're afraid it might be true. This principle explains Darkin Rawl's manipulation tactics. He poses as a protector while undermining communities from within, labeling dissenters as threats and turning neighbors against each other. His schools of enlightenment use torture to transform resistors into zealots. Everyone falls prey to this rule, accepting comforting lies over uncomfortable truths and embracing information that confirms existing beliefs, regardless of education or intelligence. In the final confrontation, Richard uses this rule against Rawl himself. After enduring torture, Richard recites a false version of the Book of Counted Shadows. When his allies arrive, they execute a deception that plays into Rawl's expectations. Wizard's first rule: you believed because you wanted to, Richard declares, revealing the deception that leads to Rawl's downfall. The resolution of Richard and Kaylin's impossible love forms the emotional core of the story. When Kaylin attempts suicide, believing she has confessed Richard, he reveals her magic had no effect on him. This unveils the novel's deepest theme, love as the ultimate magic. Richard's complete love for Kaylin protected him. He had already given himself to her so fully that her magic found nothing to change. Zed explains this rare phenomenon, noting he couldn't reveal it earlier, as foreknowledge would have introduced doubt. This resolution demonstrates the power of self-sacrifice and vulnerability. While characters throughout the story protect themselves, the final victory comes through complete openness. The novel concludes with Richard refusing leadership after defeating Darkin Rawl. He dismisses armies seeking loyalty, insisting he's just a woods guide, and ordering all hostilities ended. He even spares the Mord Sith who tortured him, embodying his belief that each person's life is their own. Wizard's first rule explores how people believe lies because they want to or fear they might be true, a principle evident in political propaganda and relationships, where comfortable falsehoods often prevail over uncomfortable truths. The story challenges us to examine our beliefs critically, asking whether we accept certain truths for comfort or reject others from fear. Richard's journey shows that seeing through deception requires not just intelligence, but moral courage. The novel works as both thrilling adventure and character study. Richard's transformation from woods guide to seeker of truth feels authentic, while Kaylin's struggle with her power creates a compelling character whose strength derives from both magic and conviction. In our era of misinformation, the novel's message remains relevant. True magic lies in recognizing difficult truths and loving completely despite impossibility. When feeling certain about something, question whether you believe it because it's true or because you want it to be.